Okay. Today is the beginning of the new parak, parak Kol HaTadir, Peites Amar Aleph. Here we go. Says the Mishnah. Kol HaTadir, Mechavero, Kodem Es Chavero. Whatever is more tadir than its friend comes before its friend. For example, Tamidin Kodmin Limusafin, Tamidin come before Mutav. Every day you brought a carbon tamid. Now, the carbon tamid in the afternoon, don't ask the Akasa, because the halacha, that's supposed to be the last one brought. But the more, nothing came before the first carbon tamid. Right? Musaf was only on Shabbat, or Rosh Chodesh, or Yom Tov. So that comes first. Also, let's say it was a Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh, like this past week. Musaf a Shabbat, Kodmit Musaf a Rosh Chodesh. The Musaf of Shabbat comes before the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Right, right. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kol HaTadir. What did Rashi do? Rashi skips the first case of Tamid before Musaf and tells you, Shabbat Tadira Me Rosh Chodesh. Why Rashi did that? That's food for thought, why Rashi did that. Fascinating. You wouldn't... The Amtachas Binyamin, which I think is a little bit of a Kabbalah saver, asked that question. Why Rashi do? Why is this the first case? Why did he go to the second case? Interesting. Musafir Rosh Chodesh Kabbal with Musafir Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh, right? So there's a special carbon brought for Rosh Hashanah and a special one brought for Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh comes first. Why? There's more of them than Rosh Hashanah. Shenemar, like it says, Milvad Olat HaBoker, besides the Ola that you're bringing in the morning, Asher La'olat HaTamid Tatsu Et Eile. Right? Okay, very good. That's the Makar. Tadir she'ein ha-tadir, tadir kodim. Okay. Okay. Now, minolon, how do you know this din? It's going minolon. What do you mean? Okay, the Gemara taima. We just said, milvad olas haboker. So the Gemara says, no. Dilma tamidin hein kodmu limusafin mishut adivi. Now maybe that pasuk is only telling you that a carbon tamid comes before a carbon musaf. What's that pasuk talking about? That pasuk is talking about the musaf of Pesach, and it says milvad olas haboker asher laolas hatamid. Besides the ola of the morning, which is the ola of the tamid, tasnu et eile. Bring the following karbanos. Do this, right? Right, which implies you do the carbon musaf besides the morning carbon, which was the carbon tamid. So what do you see? Tamid comes before Musaf. Right, by the way, this is the, when the next pasuk starts off Ko'ela, right, when the Bachori reads that on Pesach, everybody yells that. No one has these halachas in mind. Maybe now they will, right, now they took them in mind. Pesach is only 2 months away, right, so when we leave the lane, I learned how to deed him a tadir from here. Instead of living the way he does that. Anyway, So says the Gemara. If I would have had that pasuk just teaches me that to me the name carbon lebusaf mishum tadiri. Yes, and that pasuk I learned out that a carbon tamid precedes the carbon musaf. Musaf and lebusaf minala. How do I know that different musafs beat different musafs? That I want to know. Amar Avloi, Amar Kwa. Well, the very next pasuk says ko'ele, right? Ko'ele, ta'asu layom shivas yamim. Eile ko'ele. In other words, ko'ele. Right? The pasuk is ko'ele tasu liyom shivat yamim. Right? Just like the tamid goes before the musaf, so too musaf go before other musaf, which are more tadir. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. V'hami boile legufe. I can't learn out from ko'ele that musaf, the tadir, is she'eno tadir by carbon musaf. I need to teach me the own din that was. That Ko'ele Tatu Liyom Shivat Yomim, that's the 7th day of the Pesach, the same story. So the Gemara says, Im Kain, Nichtog Eile Tatu Liyom. It should have said Eile, right? Eile Tatu Liyom. What's the Ko'ele? And that's because I learn out that Musaf precedes other Musaf. The Gemara says, no, Iksiv Eile Tatu Liyom Shivat Yomim. If it would have said Eile Havamina, I would have thought Eile L'Shivat Hayamim. I would have thought that Eile L'Shivat Hayamim. The pasuk says like this. the pasuk does not say it. Earlier pasuk by Pesach said there were seven karbanos brought, seven musaf. I would have thought, hey, if it said Eile, seven musaf, 7 days of Pesach, bring one animal each day. Not true, you bring seven every day. I would have thought you bring one each day. That's what the pasuk says. Havamina Eile l'shivas yavim. Eile, these animals are spread out over the 7 days. So the Gemara says, can we read the parentheses or not? In midyachmini lo, no more, just one per day. The Gemara says, "What? How could you say that? Layom ksiv. It says layom this day, bring seven and eilet tasu, and all the rest do the same story. Vakati ema, I would have said eile layom. Today I'll bring fine seven. Avol l'shar yame lo yadana kama, and the rest of the yomtiv I wouldn't have known how many to bring. Amar kro, how could you say that? It says tasu." Says tasu, do it. Meaning, shehu kol ha'atzios shavos. All atzios should be shavos. Don't tell me you would have been left in the dark. How many kavanos to bring every day of Pesach? It says tasu. So what? And eile. So what's the ko'ele? The ko'ele teaches me. The ko'ele teaches me what? That musaf comes before other musaf. That what? Tadir. She'ena tadir. Tadir kodem. Very similar pshat. Migufa dekra. The pasuk itself said it. Why? Im kain leimakra. The pasuk should have said milvad olas haboker. It should have said milvad olas haboker. Besides the ol in the morning, bring the musa. Habetishto. It also should have said asher lo olas hatamid lomali. Why does the pasuk have a wordy pasuk? Milvad olas haboker. Asher lo'olat ha'tamid, tasu et eile. Why did it say asher lo'olat ha'tamid? Extra. L'amali l'neymar, ha'chtadira, tikdom. You always have a din of tadir. You always have a rule of tadir. Okay? Always. Okay? What? Why? Otherwise, the scream out. Okay. Like I said, when the Olam screams it out, are they thinking about the din of tadir? Or they just want to get it before the next guy? Which one is it? Okay, I don't know. I do know. Unfortunately, I do know. Now, listen to this question. What about a tadir of a derabanan? Does a tadir of a derabanan beat a tadir of a doraisa? We have a din of tadir, shein of tadir, we all know that. What about a tadir of a derabanan? Does a tadir of a derabanan precede a tadir of doraisa? You say no. The answer is absolutely yes, and every single week we all do it. What's it called? It's called kiddush. Make a bar for Hagafen, and then we make Kiddush. Why? Beis Hillel said, because Tadir, She'enu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. The Tadir of Hagafen is more common than Kiddush. A bar for Hagafen is a Zerabanan, and Kiddush is a Da'oraita. The answer is, because Tadir of a Zerabanan beats a Tadir of a Da'oraita. Tadir beats Eno Tadir, even if the Eno Tadir is a Da'oraita. Right? Why? Because the rule of Tadir, the She'eino Tadir, beats the rule of the right, makes the right of the Rabbanan irrelevant. It's irrelevant. Right? Whichever is Tadir, even if it's the Rabbanan. Right? Which is interesting. I never in a million years would have said that. But who didn't say that? Beshamai didn't say that. Beshamai said, no, it doesn't make any sense. You make Kiddush first, then make Hagafen. Right? Others say, what? He said the reason he says he makes Kiddush, because Kiddush, Shabbos was make Kiddush. That comes first. Hagafen, that can come second. Others say, no, not so simple, because this is a very controversial thing. Because some say that your Yotze, your mitzvah d'oraisa is Kiddush during davening. Since your Yotze, your mitzvah d'oraisa is Kiddush during davening, when you come home and make Kiddush, you're already making the Kiddush only on the Durabana level for Yayin. You're already making it at the Rabbanon level. So you have two Durabanon. Now, two Durabanon, Hagafen is Tadir over Kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah has a big problem with that. First of all, only one problem. Based on that, I think it was the Noda B'Yehuda, somebody said, based on that distinction, based on that distinction, the Tzlach says, if you have a woman who didn't daven Eiruv, and she has to make kiddush, you have it all the time. Women, there's no husband, he's away, or the teenage girls, they're together, whatever the case is, they're in a dorm, whatever it is, the tzach would hold, if you have a woman who didn't have a ma'ariv, who's making kiddush, she should hold like mishama. Because the tzach never meant it in a case where one's a d'oraisa and one's a d'rabbanan. He only meant it by two d'rabbanan. That's a huge fetish. The tzach would say, if a woman's making kiddush, she should switch it around and say kiddush first, and then hagafen. Why? No one passes that. The reason no one passes that is to say that your kiddush and d'oraisa in shul is very different. Two reasons. First of all, Mr. Brewer points out, there's no Yetzias Mitzrayim. Part of the mitzvah of kiddush is to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what are you telling me? The Yetzias Mitzrayim that you mention in Kriya Shema is going to be yotzei the kiddush that you're saying in Shmona Esrei? That's a little bit far fetched. Which is that same problem when you say good Shabbos. You're yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush d'oraisa. Why? Because you zocher, you zechir at Shabbos. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah points out that's only good according to the Rambam. According to the Ramban, that would not be sufficient. Second of all, what about Yetzias Mitzrayim? What about Yetzias Mitzrayim? That's a vital component of Kiddush. Shlomo Zalman has another problem. He says, who has Kavanah to be Yotzei Kiddush during Shmoneh Esrei? Nobody. Zalman is Shmoneh Esrei. I'm Kiddush. Now, who has Kavanah when they make Kiddush? That's also true. So we don't have Kavanah for that either. But at least there's wine there. There's wine there. The family's there. What else are you doing it for? Built in Kavanah. Right? What else am I shaking a lulav for? Yes, I'm not being mechavin anything. I'm just doing it by rote. But the answer is, what else are you doing it for? What else? You're standing there, you said Shalom Aleichem, you get the wine, we're making Kiddush now. Yeah, so when you're actually saying the words, you're dreaming about the Yankees, that doesn't mean you don't have Kavanah. Right? It doesn't mean that. Because what else are you doing it for? Right? When you dive into Shmoneh Esrei, even if you have a Kavanah for Shmoneh Esrei, most, I would say 99.9% don't think to themselves, and you go to the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush today. No one does that. So for all these reasons, the tzlach is very, very, very huge Kiddush. Switch it around. Right, so it's huge to switch it around. The pashtas, it's what the Meloha Rome said, which is that there are bottoms that are tzadir, beat d'oraisas that are not tzadir. It's very simple, like we do every single week. Every single week. You hear that before? Every single week. Why? Because tzadir, that's how powerful tzadir is. Okay? Well, he proves it from Kiddush. But Tadr trumps Eidot Tadr, even if it's a Darabanan and a Darabanan. Okay? What? No, so we're saying that. That's what the Tzach is saying. So in a woman, she should do the Raita first. So we don't really do that. Who holds like that? Right? And don't tell me because it's not a Daraita. It is a Daraita. Most people don't.
We agree that most people are not being yotzing mitzvah kiddush in the shul.
Most people are not doing that, right? By the way, why should you do a mitzvah without kavanah if you do it with kavanah? What? Right? So first of all, you're missing the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not a question. You're missing the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Second of all, you don't want to kavanah. Why should they do a mitzvah like this in such a poor way? Go home, have a kid. You can take a chance to people. Right? So according to some, that was already brought it down to a rabbanon. It's very, very iffy to say that. Go home, it kills like a mensch. So right, so you have kavanah. The kavanah is a built-in kavanah. If you kid is in, you have a kid. Built-in kavanah, right? Even if you're spacing out, which sometimes people do. Okay. Next Mishnah. Kal makudish mechaveru, kodem es chaveru. Whatever is more holy also takes precedence. Now we're going to come up to the cases where holy bumps into tadir. That we're going to get to soon. But now holy beat holy. What does that mean? So dam chatas kodem dam ola. Dam chadas beat dam ola. Why? Bibnei shehu merate. Because dam chadas is merate. Yes, dam ola is also merate, right? Because ola is also healthy for mitzvah atay that you didn't fulfill. She got the bench, she forgot to put a fill in. But Rashi says, mechaper al chai be kritos, hitzrich ritzi godol. You can't compare someone who needs a shofar for chai be kritos, someone who forgot to put a fill in. You can't compare. Right? Yes. Always have a resource, but it doesn't compare. Right, Rashi says, reach a gadol. He needs big help. Right? Next. Next. Ivre Ola, however, Ivre Ola, the limbs of an Ola, Kodmin L'Imre Chata, they come before the limbs of a Chata. Says Rashi,
why is that?
The Gemara is going to say, Mipnei Shehu Kalil L'Ishim, because they're completely burnt. So that's a little bit of a more of a Kodesh. Nobody eats that. That comes first. Rashi says, Ivre Ola Kodmin Bahak Tarasan, when they're being burnt, L'Imre Chata, Imnizriku D'mei Shnehem. If you've already sprinkled both blood, now I have standing in front of me the Emorim of a Chata, the Emorim of an Ola. What gets burned first? Ola. What is the Machlokes we've shown him now on Rashi? What if I have an Ola and a Chata? So the Dam of a Chata comes first, right? I take a Chata, I sprinkle the Dam. Now, do I go ahead and check the Ola? Burn the Emurim of the Ola first, then go back and burn the Emurim of the Chata? Now Rashi says, if it's at the same time. At the same time, then the Ola beats the Chata. What if it's not at the same time? That's a Machlokes. Some say, yeah. Some say, no. You're busy with the Chata. Finish the Chata. Then do the Ola. The only, Rashi only meant, the Mishnah only saying, but at the same time. However that happens, the two Kahanim, now you're sitting there together at the same time, you go first, you have an Ola. Right? Okay. Chatas kodemet la'asham. A chatas beats an asham. Should they should dam anitin l'dalat karnas al hayisod, because the chatas has four applications, right? And also it's poured onto the yisod. Says Rashi al yisod shvichas shirayim. Uba asham lo matzinu shenemru. Like in asham, we don't find that it says it. Now that's true. If you look at the Torah, you'll never find the pasuk that says that the asham shirayim is also poured on the yisod. Tosfos Yom Tov points out what's Rashi saying, that but everyone did it. Why? Because all the kabbalists they did it. But it's not in the Torah. It's very interesting, Rashi. It's not in the Torah. It doesn't say anywhere. It was drasha. Chatos ka'asham, whatever you do for a chatos, do for it. So lovely, doesn't say it in black and white. Chatos Yard is very interesting. He says, Chatos nemer bepirish batorah. Zem ma'al yitzah shal chatos. It's a maila. Ah, we always say that drushes are the same, kalachom is the same. But no, sometimes the black and white's better. That's in black, it doesn't say by an asham. We do it, they do it, it doesn't say it. Okay, next. Asham kodam utoda. Asham beats a toda. Why? The Isle Nazir and an Isle of a Nazir, which is when a Nazir is getting out of being Naziris, the Beishu Kachi Kachim. That's Kachi Kachim. Toda, the Isle Nazir, Kodme L'Shlamim. A Toda and an Isle of a Nazir beat a Shlamim. Why? Even though a Toda and a Toda is a Shlamim also. I don't know, what that is, but they beat a Shlamim. Why? Because they're only eating for one day. And to Udid Lechem, and they require bread. Shlamim, Kodmin L'Bachar. Shlamim beat a Bechar. Why? Not invalid, because a Shlamim has four applications. Usmicha and Smicha. Every carbon in the world has Smicha, except for a Bechar, Meiser, and a Pesach. You have to say Didui. What'd you do if it wasn't a carbon for a Chet? The Rambam says, if it wasn't a carbon for a Chet, you would take different Sheva. We do Smith and say Divrei Shavach. Interesting. Except for those three. So therefore they beat that. Nitzachim, one second, what do you want to say? No, that's like Purim. We're gonna get into Bukhar in a minute. Now, also Nitzachim, Tinufat Chazav Ashok, Bukhar Kodam Lameiser, Bukhar beats Meiser. Why? Vibnesha Kedushat Somerechem. It's born holy. Vinecho Lakahanim. Hamaiser Kodam Lofos. Meiser comes before Ophos, Bibnesha Hu Zevah, because it's a sacrifice. What is an oath? So Rashi says something fascinating. Rashi, why is a Zevah better than an oath? So Rashi says, Zvichas Sakin. He's using a knife. But Bimalika. Oh, using Malika. What's the difference? Right? Zvachim Chashivi, Mibnesha Mitzvasan Meruba. Zvachim are more chashuv. Shekala karbanos born lahem. All karbanos are the same. And what he means by that, Sfas Emes says, what's Rashi talking about? the, you know, bird is much more master. You know why? Because a czar is not allowed to do shmalika, but a czar is allowed to do shechita. How is the knife such a big deal? What's Rashi talking about? What? Exactly. So why is the carbon better than an oak? So Rashi says what? As the Rashi alludes to, it's more common. Right? What did he bring up the thing with the knife? So the Sfasema says, if I were Rashi, I would have said, you know why? Because by behemoths, the mums are much more of a bigger issue. By birds, there are no mums, only missing limbs. No mums, it has a nickel over here, big deal. By a behemoth, much more machmir, much more special. The Yeshbo could do kachet kachim, damo, has kachet kachim, damo, the emurav, and a zam, and a murim, ofos, and by the way, birds have zam, they have no emurim. Such thing as a murim by a bird. Right. Ofos come before minachos. Ofos come before minchas. But they shehein mine damim because they're at their life. Minchas chote kodem v'minchas nedava. A minchas chote comes before minchas nedava. What's the minchas chote? Like you fall fourthly, or you went with tuma, and you know, you were very poor, and all you could afford is mincha. That comes before voluntary mincha. But they shehu bach. That comes before chet. Chatas ha'ov kodem is la'olas ha'ov. Chatas ha'ov precedes la'olas ha'ov. V'chein v'hekdesha. So too on your machdesh. I walk in, I get those two birds, I need to bring a chatz and an ola, you should mention the chatz first. The first bird that comes kodesh is the chatz. Now, menahani mili, how do we know all this? Now what? That a dam started slow. It's not a hard daf now at all. We're going to go through each one of these things in the Mishnah, just psukim. Now how do you know, menahani mili, how do you know that a dam chatz comes before a dam ola? Tana Rabbanan, upar sheni ben bakar, tikach l'chatz. This is talking about in Parshas Bahalosa, when the Levim were being consecrated. They were being set aside as a special shevet. So it says over there, Upar Sheni Ben Bakor Tikach Lechata. In Baal Lame Shem Shnaim, what do you mean Tikach, what do you mean Par Sheni? In Baal Lame Shem Shnaim, you want to tell me there were two animals? Harik Bar Nemer, it already said, Vaseh Echad Chata Zed Echad Ola. It already said that. Ma Talmud Lomar Upar Sheni Ben Bakar Tikach Lechazot. Why did I say it again? Shiyachol, I would have thought Hey Chazot Kodemet Lechol Maseh Ola. I would have thought a Chazot always beats an Ola. Talmud Lomar. That's why it says no. Upar Sheni Ben Bakar Tikach Lechazot. No. It's telling you Par Sheni that the Chazot is Par Sheni. Chazot is secondary. The Chazot is the second one. E Par Sheni Yachol Hey Ola Kodemet Lechazot Lechol Maseh. I would have thought an Ola comes first. After all, you fall in the Chazot, the second one. Talmud Lomar, that's why it says, Vaseis Echel Chazot, Vet Echel Ola. The Chazot is first in this Pasuk. How case, and how do you reconcile that? Well, Dam Chazot, Kodem, Dam Ola. The Dam of a Chazot comes first, Vibnei Shim Marata, because it is Ritui. Ivri Ola, the Ivarm of an Ola, come before a Chazot, because it's Kulo Kalil. Now, Vamai, why is all that true? Matan Kamaisa, Dimachapra, Tiktov, Vahanachlo. Since we know the deed, that only one blood application of a chatas is enough to do one blood application, just do one, and then the ola can proceed. Why do I have to do all four? Right? Just one application should precede an ola. Why do I have to do all four? So the Gemara says two answers. Amar Avina. The more novel answer comes first. Ha ha, the chatas levia maskina. No, this is a special thing by the levia. Even though this chatas is compared to an ola. Why is it compared to an ola? There's no chet here. There's no eating royal in Levium. It was part of the chinuch, part of the inauguration of Levium. They had to bring a chatas. There's no eating wrong. So really, it's like an ola. Nevertheless, Kamarachmana Tikdom, the Torah says it has to come first. There were Rabbi Amri, in the Meir of in Eretz Yisrael, they gave a different answer. Oh, the hits called the matanos gomer. You started with them to finish them. You didn't want to do the other three. Are they ma'aki? Did I ma'aki? But you did want to do the other three. That what? Yeah. Once you start something, finish it? Yeah. Where I don't have to think, I don't know. Yeah. It could be it's two. It could be it's three. Right. It could be it's which coin goes first. Right. Exactly. It could be which coin goes first. No, the other way around. The other Ivarim precedes the Chatas, but the Dam of the Chatas precedes the Dam of the Nola. Correct. Correct. You want to answer that question right now? Ibayalahu. Dam chatos, the Ivri Ola, Ezimim Kodim. The dam of a chatos and the Ivarim of an Ola, so now which one wins? Dam chatos Kodim, Mipnei Meratzik. Well, on the one hand, you could say the dam of a chatos comes first, after all, it's Meratzik. Oh, Dilmore, maybe. No, Ivri Ola Kodim. The Ivarim of an Ola come first. Why do they shame Kolil? Kolil Ezim, it gets all burnt up. Toshma. Well, our Mishnah said, right? Dam chatos Kodim, Dam Ola. The dam Ola who declares. It only comes before Dam Ola. Ivri Ola Kodim. It doesn't come before the Ivarim of an Ola. Oh, but Adraba Seifa. Look at the Seifa. Ivri Ola Kodim, Ivri Chatos. The Imri Ola come before the Imri Chatos. Imri Chatos who declares. They come before a Chatos. The dam Chatos Lo Kodim. They don't come before the dam. Elameha, Lekalamash, Mene. You can't bring a riot from our Mishnah either way. You can go either way. The Rambam Paskins, you can do whichever one you want. The whole tumult, the Rambam means it's just no Psaq. Oh, no, that is the Psaq. The Psaq is, there is no Psaq. Or, you just can't even bring a Psaq. The difference is in that, I don't know. Okay? Good? Why not? Dam of an Ola. No. That's what I say. The two Kahanim get there at the same time. You said you call your friends. What are you doing? Why have Dam of an Ola? Why have the Ivarim of a Chatos? Which one goes first? Check one you want. What? I guess it's an order. It's a Seder. It's not Hefker. It's a Seder. In a case where it's going to come up together. What the case is, I don't know. Next question. That's a reverse question. Yibayelahu. Dam Ola. The Emur Echatos. What about the Dam of an Ola and the Emur of a Chatos? So these are the secondary things that eat both cases. Right? The least touch of both. But which one comes first? Now, same story. Ezim Kodem. Dam Ola Kodem. The Ka'asim Mikoach Kolil. Dam comes from the Koach of Kolil. The fact that Dam is sprinkled, that's not Kolil. It's Koach Kolil. Fine. Oh, Dilmore, maybe. Emur Echatos. No, the Emurim come first. Why? Because the Emurim of Echatos are not Mechaper. The Dam is Mechaper. But it comes from a Kaparat animal. Toshma. Same story. Dam Chatos Kodem with Dam Ola. The Dam of Echatos comes before Dam of an Ola. Who said that? The Mishnah. Dam Chatos who declared it? Only the Dam Ola. Only Dam Chatos comes before Dam Ola. Aval Emur Echatos lo. Not the Emur of Echatos, said the Gemara, Adrab, just the opposite. Misefa, the Seifa said, Ivri Ola, Kodman, the Emur Echatos. The Ivarim of an Ola come before the Emur of Echatos. Why? Ivri Ola, who to Kodman? The Ivarim of an Ola come first, the Emur Echatos, to the Emur of Echatos. Why? Because it's Kolo. Aval Damola lo, not Damola. And it's the same answer. Elameha, Lekal, Abasha, Minei. Maybe you can't bring a Raya. Can't bring a Raya, it goes either way. Right, Eina Kanami. Right, exactly. So I don't know. So we said that earlier. That might not be true. That might be one Kohen. We'll do one carbon before it goes out to the second carbon. Some people think, no, there's no answer to this question. Some people think that there were kahana that was designated by Carvano. In other words, you're busy with olas the whole day. That would help. That would minimize mistakes. Above the line, below the line. I'm doing olas all day. He's doing chatzis all day. He's doing shlamim. You do that, less mistakes, right? Somebody, it's assembly line, but less mistakes. So the guy walks in with a bukhar. Oh, what's the bukhar? One application yet? So complicated. So that, you stuck with that all day. You're an expert in that. So if that were the case. If that were the case, that they could be going on at the same time. No one knows exactly how it works. Nobody was there. They had colored dashes. You know my theory with the colored dashes. If you go to the Bechor HaMikdash, they have colored dashes. Different kahanim. The belt. Have you ever been to the Bechor HaMikdash? In those pictures? If you look at the kahanim in those pictures, they're wearing different colored belts. Orange, yellow, red, all different colors. So that's a theory out there. The reason why the different colors, each color was a different carbon. So you knew. Your Cohen, your co-Cohen is working with you. he's not using the wrong carbon today. So the other guy, the same color as you, again, less mistakes. The whole mitzvah is about mistakes, right? Less mistakes, it runs much more efficiently. Right? Next, Iboilahu, Dam Ola v'Dam Asham. What about a Dam Ola and a Dam Asham? So the whole doctor puts this now. Ezimim Kodim. Dam Ola Kodim, the Kasim Yikach Kol. Because it comes from the fact that it's all birth. Oh, Dilmore, maybe Dam Asham Kodim the Mechaper. Dam Asham comes first because it's Mechaper. Toshma. Our Mishnah said Dam Ol, Dam Chatas Kodim with Dam Ola. Chatas beats an Ola. Avol Dam Asham Lo. Not a Dam Asham. Now, so the Gemara says, no. Really, maybe an Asham comes before an Ola. Ubedin Hu, the Ibayla Mitzvah Dam Asham. Really, I could have mentioned Dam Asham. The idea, the Ibayla Mitzvah Seifa, Imre Ola, Kodim Imre Chatas. Why did I single out Chatas? If I would have said Asham, Havmin, I would have thought Lemuri Asham would decode me. It only comes before an Asham. Lemuri Chatos lo cut me, but it doesn't come before a Chatos. Umishum Hachi, Tani, Chatos. That's why I mentioned a Chatos. But not necessarily the Halacha. So the question's unresolved. Same question's unresolved. But we'll try to bring another explanation. Hashma, Chatos kodim Asham. Chatos beats an Asham. The Mishnah said that. Shechatas who kodma leila asham, a chatas comes before an asham, alvul ola lo. But it doesn't come before an asham, an ola doesn't come before an asham. My lav dam, doesn't that mean on the dam? Someone says, lo, I imurim. It means the imurim. Dekadami, I'll prove it. Because it says, Mizikani, it says, that they should dama nitain. Because the dam, shmamina, you ring a riot from here, that we're talking about imurim. Because we're talking about the dam of a this. Comes before the dam of a this. How do you know? Because the dam, you wouldn't have said the word dam again, you said the word it. Obviously, we're talking about a burim, therefore it's not a raya. We have no raya. Okay, next. Chatas kodemet. Chatas comes before an asham. Why does the chatas come before an asham? Because it has four blood applications and it's poured on the yisod. That's the adirava, just the atashim. Asham kodem, an asham should come first. Shekin yesh lo kitzva, at set price. That's not to set price in the Torah. Tushlon, afilo hachi, ribuy de mizbeach, adif. The fact that you're using the mizbeach a lot, or that beats the price. Asham kodim l'toda. Adrab, just the opposite. Hatoda, the aisle, nazir, kodmi. A toda and an aisle nazir should come first. You know why? She came to Udin Lechem. You have bread with them. Afilo hachi, kachikachim, adif. Nevertheless, kachikachim is adif. Toda, the aisle nazir. Adarabba, Shlomim Kodmin. A Shlomim should come first. Why? Why should the Shlomim come first? Why should the Shlomim be the Toda and an island and Nazir? Why? Shekin Yeshnan Sibur Ki Yachin. Because you have a Shlomim by a Sibur and a Yachin. That's Rashi. Two words. Kisve Atzeret. The two goats that you bring on Shavuot are a Sibur of a Shlomim. Says the Or Sameach, that doesn't make any sense. Because you know why? Those two goats are kachikachim. Very good at their shlomim, but they're still kachikachim. Very different, very unique. So therefore, they're only eating for one day anyway. So why is the fact that it's a tzibur, why should that be a reason? That's not a chumrah by shlomim. Something special over here. He says, he thinks the shlomim is carbon chagigas. Carbon chagigas are not shlomim. And he says, no, they're not shlomim. It's true. When they're all brought together on the same Erev Yontif, or the same Yontif, that's like a carbon sefer. Everybody's there together, a big round of people. That's not a carbon sefer. It's like a carbon sefer. Okay. Next. Afilu hachi, nechom liyom echad adifi. The fact that it's even for one day is better. Iboilahu, toda the isle of a nazir, a toda or an isle of a nazir, echad ehem kodem. Which one goes first? Does Toda Kadma, does a Toda come first? She came to Una Arba Mini Lechem. It has so many bread. O Dilma, Ayal Nazir Kadim, she can yish imo dama machirim. Does an Ayal Nazir come first? Because it's brought with other animals, right? The Nazir brings a Chatz and an Ola as well. Toshma, Zuko damas lezu, the Toda comes first, she zu to Una Arba Mini Lechem, the zu ends to Una El Shnei Mini Lechem. Next, Shlamim Kadim Lebuchar. Adrava, just the opposite. Bechar kodem, but Bechar should come first. She came to Shishash Lomay Rechen, Benechel Akhanim. It's Kedushas on the Rechen, and it can only be eaten by Kahanim. Filohachi, Mitzvah Tisei, which is Adifi. mitzvahs, more mitzvahs is better. Next, habachar kodin l'maiser, adarabba, maiser kodin, maiser should come first. Why? Shekei mekadesh l'fanav ul'achav. If somebody has counted the sheep, the aspect of the tenth one, and by mistake he calls the ninth from the tenth, the tenth from the tenth, and the 11th from the tenth, they're all kodin. That's a very unique halacha. It's such a machmir thing. Therefore, it should come first. Afilu hachi. Nevertheless, kedushim rechem adifa. Kedushim rechem is better. Now, maiser kodim la ofos. Maiser kodim for ofos. Adrabba. Just the opposite. Ofos kodmi shikei kachim kachim. Ofos should come first because they're kachim kachim. Afilu hachi. Min zebach kodim. Min zebach is better. It is interesting. It is interesting. Okay, we'll do two more minutes. Amar Ravina Bar Shila, Emure Kachei Kalim. The Emurim of Kachei Kalim, Shiyatsu, that were taken out, Lefnei Zrika's Damim, before the Zrika, Psulim, are Pasul. Okay? After the Zrika, they're not Pasul, you can eat them. But before the Zrika, they're Pasul. Taking out their Pasul. The Tani Tuna. And we learned that in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that Maiser come before Ofos. If they shoot Zeba, because they're Zeba, Biyashno kachim kachim dama ve'murin. Right? Now, why does the Gemara have to mention dama ve'murin? Bishlam ve'murin, lest du ba'ofo. There's no ve'murin by an oaf. Elo dam mi isya, but there is dam. Elo lav kamash malon. The chiddush is ve'murin ki damo. Ma damo lefnei zrika, just like dam before zrika. Right? Af ve'murin kodim zrika. The kakara lahu kache kachim. It's called kache kachim. Ma dama mifsal biyote. Just like dama is pasal biyote. Emurin mifsal biyote. So to emurin, not pasal biyote. It's a very strange halacha. We're going to have a machlokas now in a second. I'm allowed to take it out after the carbon's brought. I'm allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. Kache kalim. But before the zrika, I'm over at Israel biyote. Name and Messiah is the machlokas about that. Basar kache kalim. Basar kache kalim shiyata. Lefnei zrika zabim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kasher. Rish Lakish Amar Pasul. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kasher. Hol v'sofa latte. It's going to go out eventually. Right? Rish Lakish Amar Pasul. Adayin lo yigiz ma latte. Right now it can't go out. Right now it can't go out yet. You can't get out now. This week has to come first. Ad kan lo pligi el of a basar. Avol bein murin lo. That's only true by basar, not by murin. Who adin de... So then we get to know. Who adin de murin, not pligi, even arguing by murin. But they come mifligi by basar, and the reason why they argue by basar is lo diach hakocha de rish lakish tafilu basar, even edible meat. The sofa latte, it's going to go out in 2 hours from now. Omar, a dayan with yizman latte, it still can't go out, and it's still usher. Okay, we have 1 minute to talk about one more case where the issue of tadir comes up. Let's say it's the summertime, right? It's summertime, it's Friday night. You dive in early. You go home, you make kiddush, eat your meal, and now it's time to bench. Time to bench. And somebody says, by the way, we didn't say Sfiras Omer yet. Right? What comes first? Sfiras Omer or benching? Big machlokan. Then you can do end of the day, you can do whichever one you want. Now, putting aside the right of the Rabbanon issue, putting aside the right of the Rabbanon, now benching is no shaila, is a daraita. And there's no shaila that's a shaila. But some want to say that in all cases, so the person that discussed this question was Shagat Aryeh. He ended up saying, you can use everyone you want. Use everyone you want. He says that you should do benching first because you have a chiyuv on Shabbat. He said you do benching first. Why? Because you have a chiyuv to wash, you have a chiyuv to bench Shabbat. That's tazer than 49 times. However, on a weeknight, he would say you can do whichever one you want. There's no chiyuv to wash. Since there's no chiyuv to wash, there's no tazer. You can do tazer first. However, others say you always do benching first because Svira is 1 out of 49. It's only one chelek. For one chelek, we never say tadir. That we never do. It's not an individual mitzvah. It's one big, huge mitzvah, right? That we never say tadir. Even if you want to call his whole lambda, during the week, there's no chiyuv to wash, therefore there's no tadir for benching. still going to bench first. Why? Because only a chelek, and the chelek never, the Rav Nashi client said that's Kiddush. So, get in the day, do whatever you want. Just interesting, halachic application, some data today's time. All right, everyone have a good day, and we'll resume tomorrow.